Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Cleaner Cast bonus episode proudly brings to you, it's brand new to the industry, gold standard polishing, polishers. Ain't that right, JP? We're breaking news, I think.
I've been watching so much content on these polishers all day.
They've been over there live.
2 hour Q&A. I think I know more about the polisher than Ivan does.
Nice. I'm glad. I had to miss it. I was at the farm with the boys, letting them play chase some turkeys. Yep, chase some ducks, chase some goats. They were having a good time. So I missed their live. But that's why I scheduled them to come on my show, tell me about it, because I got to get educated on this.
You can't be bothered to read. You need it firsthand.
Yeah, no. You got to come on my show to tell me about your stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why.
If you want Jamie to be aware that you exist, you need to come on the show and tell him about it.
It's hard to keep up with it. Well, it's new in this industry. You know, everything's new these days, and these guys pumping out these two new polishers. One of them really is like industry breaking. It feels like 25 millimeter throw. So I'm ready to hear about it. But JB, what you been doing today?
Working. I got up real early to make sure I was done with work so I could be here and support our friends. So that's all I've got going on today. Yep, I got this nice shirt from the IK giveaway two weeks ago.
Slinging all kind of stuff. So they sent IK's merch everywhere with it too, right? Wow.
I was surprised. It was on top of the box. It's a little snug, but you know. Mm-hmm.
He's like, what is giant size? Let's see.
Large ain't it.
So if you want to send JV merch, you gotta bump it up some.
A little bit.
A couple of XLs there. Yep, but I've been checking out their jeweling pad as well lately with the gold standard polish and just having some.
You're all about it.
Spectacular. I'm all about it. Rotary way to go in the cleaner studio these days. But glad to see everybody tuning in early. Got a long podcast tonight, 30 minutes with DIY boys, and then we'll keep going with Bill from Lithium on the main show. But I think they're ready on their side of the screen, so let's not waste our time anymore and let's learn about this let me finish uploading their intro real quick.
He got here about like 5 minutes before we just got live. I don't know what's going on. So
it's uploading. 3, 2, 1. Everybody, let's welcome on our guest after this short video clip that is processing at the speed of a turtle. Here we go.
The rotary polisher isn't even in the wax conversation. The rotary polisher, it's not even, is it dead? It's quite relevant.
There's only two men big enough, bold enough to tackle the industry by storm by introducing two game-changing polishers to their already game-changing polishing system that is the gold standard system. With their 25 millimeter dual action polisher and their MaxGloss rotary, Ivan LaCroix and Nick McGirt are here to answer all your questions. Gentlemen, welcome. Got the wrong person big over here.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no, put your faces up. You guys look better. But I was still watching. I was like, what's going to happen next?
That's right. Yeah, I was making movies over there with you. Yeah, y'all hydrated, went to the bathroom after that extensive Q&A y'all did on y'all's channel.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. Q&As are invigorating. They're fun. They're great to do.
You guys are running a marathon.
He gets more energized. We were in the studio till past midnight the other night. And the dude gets more and more energized. I'm like, you're in your 50s. Like, it's past midnight. We got to do another video?
It's insane.
It's not normal, okay?
It's consistent, though, because Eddie says the same thing about his work ethic, is that Ivan does not know when to turn off.
No. Yeah. So when I do trainings, I start the training at 8 a.m. We go 8 till 5 p.m. as a hands-on training. And then I go from 5 p.m. till when they tell me to shut up on the business training, which is normally somewhere between 11 o'clock and midnight. So,
That's amazing. Speaking
but that's
of,
the guy you want to be working on product development and, dealing with his people in China and like speccing out this machine with the internals that he knows a detailer needs to have. Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're just quitting when that clock strikes five, then that doesn't really show the passion behind it.
I'm retired, so I can afford to work 16, 18 hours a day.
Exactly. That's funny. Yeah, and you've come up with some two brand new polishers, and I'm glad to see the studio over there, by the way, starting to look real nice. So good job working on that. Y'all been slaving away over there. What's the studio update?
The update is it's functional. It's not there yet, but we can make videos in it. We've been making videos all week, and it's great. It's a lot better than the you know the prison escape
look. Oh, the spooky dungeon wall.
I like the spooky dungeon wall.
It was looking rough a couple videos there. I was a little worried for y'all. I was like, did what happened to
but do you like the dungeon look is the real question. Yeah. I feel like people like the dungeon.
I think I was real worried. I think the Cybertruck would look good in front of that wall.
Yep.
I think so. It depends on the vehicle.
What do they call it? The Mad Max vibe? The post-apocalypse?
Yeah.
Hello.
As it revving up over there. But yeah, we did a Cybertruck yesterday. And let me just tell you, as a detailer, your OCD tendencies are thrown out the window. It's not a thing.
I've got a friend bringing me one, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Okay, well, before you touch it, we have a lot. You know, we have a lot of things for the Cybertruck. We'll have a video very, very soon on what to do and what not to do with the Cybertruck. But
I'll be waiting.
You know, you don't need to go out and buy special chemicals. We'll put it that way. Cool. Yeah, the interior. I mean, it's different, but it's like a Tesla interior. You know how to detail an interior. Mm-hmm. The exterior is unlike anything I've ever touched before. Right. Yeah. So we have more to come on that. Just stay tuned on the DIY channel.
Yeah, I'm afraid to look at it.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd take one in. I'm not like I'm going to see one. There's not going to be any Cybertrucks down here in the
swamp. Did anyone in Louisiana order one?
I don't think so.
Go elsewhere.
Not around here anyway. But boys, I'm happy to have you here.
It was the only one in Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
Was it? Wow, y'all hunted it down, huh?
Yeah. And you don't use one of these on there. No.
No.
Can we plug the machine while we're here? No.
Yeah,
no
plug those babies.
No polisher should ever touch a Cybertruck.
Ah, okay. Okay, good. Unless good notes. Good notes. But for all the other trucks that do need a good polisher to them, go ahead, tell us what's new about these two polishers to someone who might not even know the news. What's going on?
Well, we'll start with this. The Correction Pro. What are we calling it?
The Correction Pro. The Pro Corrector. I don't know.
I know this is the Max Floss Rotary. Anyway, so the DA,
it's day one.
Day one, boys.
25 millimeter stroke. So, yes, you heard that right. 25
Insane.
Millimeters.
Big boy.
Comes with a 5- and 6-inch backing plate included. You don't need to go out and buy different backing plates. Cross ventilated backing plates. So, we have the holes there, the holes out the side. Working our way back, we have precision helical cut gears to cut down on the noise, to cut down on the vibration, NSK bearings throughout. It has a very, very heavy counter-rotating assembly. That heavy counter-rotating assembly means that it reduces vibration, but it also reduces the tendency to stall. And of course, it's free spinning, great for the pad washer.
Nice.
Back here, we have 1,000 watt motor, sorry. We have replaceable brushes, easy to get to. Just take this cover off. 6 speeds from 1 to 6, obviously. Speed 2 or 3 is all you'll ever need. The trigger switch is super easy to work with. It's rubber covered, so it's comfortable, but you shouldn't be holding onto your trigger switch. That's why we have a beautiful little trigger lock button here that is really easy to work with, whether you're left-handed or right-handed.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice cord relief, and the cord can actually turn in the cord relief, so the cord relief can turn, not straining the cord. And we have a 30-foot rubber cord, not vinyl, not plastic. You can fold this in half and it doesn't kink, just great cord. The rotary from there to there is exactly the same machine. Same brushes, same armature, same switch, same speed controller, same cord, you name it, it's the same piece. But.
Yep. So what changes up with the rotary?
Well, the rotary, you'll notice the distance between here and here is a little longer than most machines. That's because we have a double gear reduction. Most, your low end machines will have single gear reduction, meaning it comes off of the armature and then you've got the spindle out here and it's just one gear. Mm-hmm. We have a secondary set of gears to make it so that the motor is turning faster, therefore bringing more air through when you're using this at low speed. Some machines at speed 1, 15, 20 minutes into polishing, you can barely hold onto them. This one stays nice and cool. Has 25-to-1 gear reduction. So every revolution of this means that the motor is turning 25 times.
Nice.
That gear, you didn't tell them about the divot. Yeah. So I don't know. Well, let me take the back.
Don't forget the divot.
Is this a prototype? No, this is the production one. Okay. So see this little, it's on the other side. It's been a long day. Yeah. So I'm like, what side, Yeah, this little notch here. Well, yep. The way I hold onto the machine is like this. One finger at the front, two at the back. That notch is there for my finger. It fits perfectly.
Yep.
Now, if your hand is different size than mine, it might be a little tight or loose.
I want to see if baby's big sausage fingers fits under there.
Yeah. It comes with both 5- and 6-inch backing plates included, good, so you don't have to go out and buy another backing plate. Standard 5/8-11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, standard 5/8-11. With that, you can put extensions on. You can get a 1-inch backing plate, 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, whatever.
Yep.
We don't have a lock on the spindle. Because of the 25-to-1 gear reduction, it stays put when you want to put this on or off.
Nice.
So and no button, they weigh 6 pounds. That's a question we get a lot. So they're just a touch under 6 pounds.
Nice. Helps you with the fatigue for them long jobs. I like that. Seems like a
good
way.
We've all seen Ivan doing pressure on it. Is it
no
just
pressure.
Literally has the Ivan finger hold right here.
Yep.
Anyway.
It's one of the benefits of helping build a tool.
Yeah, so is the DA is about that weight as well. So is that kind of, your 5 pounds of pressure technique, really the polisher does the work now?
Well, I've never put any pressure on the machine. The 5 pounds is when you're doing the 5-5-5 method, just going after one scratch. Mm-hmm. And this, unfortunately, you can put way more pressure than 5 pounds before it stalls. So you have to dose it back a little bit. The counter-rotating assembly or the rotating assembly on the DA polisher is a lot beefier than a 21 or 15. So stalling is no longer a real issue with these.
That's wild. So when you were developing this, was that a big problem with making the rotation wider like that? Was a bunch of stalling and you had to figure that out?
There's a lot of engineering involved. We'll put it that way. So bearings, we use NSK bearings throughout. And just getting it, getting the machine and getting the weighting right to be able to use both a 5- and 6-inch backing plate. Mm-hmm. So we're not relying as much on the backing plate and the pad for balancing. We're relying on the machine to do that. No. So there can be a little variance in weight on the backing plate and the pad, and it's not going to make that much of a difference as with other machines that have a lighter weight counter-rotating assembly.
Yeah, because I've never too much liked the 21-millimeter throws. I'm definitely a 15 guy. So the choice to not come out with a 15-millimeter, you had to have a machine that also fought that stalling. So I like that a lot. I'm definitely looking forward to trying that one. But you know what, Ivan? I went to check these out, and they're, gosh, blank, sold out everywhere.
Gone!
What's the dilemma here? Congratulations, selling out day one. And most stores, are they available anywhere at the moment?
So in the U.S., you can check AutoForge Detailed Image, Car Supplies Warehouse. They may still have some left. I believe someone said that AutoForge was sold out. I'm not sure. The Rotary is selling Supreme Detailing Superstores in Florida as well. They have some. So Supreme Detailed Image, Car Supplies Warehouse, and our friends. Oh, Gloss Garage, I'm not sure. Oh, that's a glove box. Okay, friend. We're using the phone, and it's like this big on the screen, so we can't read any of the comments.
We'll let JB. JB will handle the comments.
I'm starting some questions for later on.
Yeah. And then in Canada, we have TOC Supplies and Carzilla that have them in stock. You can pre-order on DIY Detail, or are they? We had some on pre-order an hour ago. I don't know where that's at yet.
I did check Detailed Image about 5 minutes before we went live, and they still had an add to cart button for both items. Okay. So
Car Supplies Warehouse. Nice. Go check.
I just want to share a little story from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
When we just started filming content, I'm like, Ivan, what polisher are we going to use? Right. Should we come up with our own polishers? And it was like, it's too expensive, right? Like we're marketing our product line to the DIYer.
Right.
So you go to Menards and find a little palm sander.
Yeah.
Yep. With the sanders.
And you
show
me how you can actually polish. But over the last couple of years, people keep asking us. Like these are the comments, right? And you guys get comments, and it gives you feedback on what content to make. It's like, what polisher should I buy? What polisher should I buy? And it's like, we have a system. Like if you could design from scratch the polisher you want, if you were going to go above and beyond a palm sander or a rotary, what would it be? And so that's kind of how we got here.
Yeah.
Like we didn't start out intending to come out with polishers. It was people asked us over and over again. So I was like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
It was the next logical step.
Yeah, no one's really innovated in rotaries in the last 15 years. So with the way we're doing our gearing is very different than others. And that is making a difference in the balance of the machine. Like JB, you're too young. JB, you've been around a little longer. You may have used a Makita in the past.
JB's older than me.
I'm older than Mr.
Yeah, JB's older than me.
Cleaner
older
over here.
Oh, okay.
It must be my skincare routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that California air. But anyway, have any of you ever used a Makita or a DeWalt?
Nope.
Rotary? No, come
Skip
on.
Them. No, have not.
Yeah, okay. Seriously?
I always thought those were just grinders. So I come from a welding background. So I was like, I ain't using no grinder on no car paint. I'll stick to DAEs.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Until recently.
Yeah, but they're very front heavy. They're very, like, they want to fall over. So the ergonomics was a big thing for me. And I've been a proponent of ergonomics and detailing for decades. So that was one of the big issues with me is getting the polisher so it's balanced, so it's ergonomic, so it's easy to maneuver for anyone, whether you're, you know, ham-fisted like me or you have a small, delicate hands.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Jamie, I saw you finishing with the rotary Julian pad on Instagram.
It's all he'll talk about
now. Look here.
Look,
I got it right. Rotary finishing pad is amazing.
You're a believer now.
I am converted. I'm a full rotary finish guy now. I've been getting twice the results in half the time. I'm all in. Now, I ain't doing your DA cutting. I'm cutting with the rotary. I'm finishing with the rotary. I'm all in. Yeah, I'm all in.
You're all in, baby.
I might have to get so. I might not even check out the 25 millimeter throw, but it is interesting. So, Ivan, what is your big philosophy there? Why don't we just cut with the rotary too while we're at it?
So, first of all, a DA is more efficient for cutting. It cuts faster. Secondly, when you're cutting with a rotary, that's when you can induce swirls. That's when you can actually do more damage than you're removing if you're not using the rotary properly. Whereas a DA, it's hard to scar the surface. You're micro-marring the surface. You get that dullness, but you're not scar. You can't do those deep grinding lines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've always, you know, or not always, but in the last 20 years or so, said cut with a DA, a long stroke DA, like a 21 or 25 in our case, definitely cuts better than a rotary. Now, that being said, the rotary finishes much better than any DA can ever imagine trying to finish. And
I thought you were so full of it for so long.
Yeah. And I'm in a nice way, in a respectful way.
Yeah.
But Jamie proved it.
Let's be honest.
I just thought it was like, what is he talking about? You know, cut with a rotary, cut with a DA, finish with a rotary. You just have to try it.
Yeah.
You have to try finishing with a rotary.
Right.
Did I interrupt you?
No.
I tend to do that, but it just works, man.
Jamie is a big skeptic of, like, people will tell him to use products for a long time, and he'll say, I'm good. And then when he does, he's all in.
Yep.
Use whatever rotary you want. We're not telling you to use our products. Just try them. The jeweling pad is a unique part of this process. With that fat red pad, Jamie, would you agree?
Yeah. No, it's all about the big beefy red pad. It's a fantastic little pad. Yeah. I've been working on House of Color paint jobs, and they are hard as a rock. And I've been cutting with the rotary. Believe me.
So that's fine.
And the red finishing pad has a little problem with that paint, but I had to pull out some orange to finish down on a couple spots, but normal stuff. That red pad is where it is at. I mean, I've been getting some fantastic results.
Excellent.
Yeah, but I saw someone earlier said the rotaries are sold out at Car Supplies Warehouse too. So it's amazing. The rotaries are going faster than the DA polishers. Which
people are listening. People are listening. Ivan, with that,
rotary gang is back in full swing, I think. Ivan, do you think is technology foam-wise and compound-wise caught up to where rotaries are coming back now, or is it just misinformation through the years has gotten us away from the rotary polisher?
Yeah, mismarketing, I'll put it that way, has, you know, diminished the popularity of the rotary. Now, if you go outside of North America, the rotary is still king everywhere. There are some countries where if you're using a DA, they ask you what handicap you have. You know, because you must have a physical handicap if you're using a DA. So that is the way it's perceived in other countries. In North America, you know, through marketing, all of a sudden the DA or the rotary became this big monster that's going to rip paint off a car as soon as it gets within 5 feet of it, which is not the case. The rotary is always as far as I can remember, and that's, you know, 40 some years in detailing, the rotary has always been a really safe way to finish. It's just choosing the right pad. You know, nice. The yellow waffle pad, before we had the rotary Julian pad,
yeah,
you can finish with the yellow waffle pad and it will cut a little bit more than the rotary Julian pad. Yeah. So like, Jamie, maybe on that, I don't know, that paint job, if you
try try the yellow waffle. Yeah, that's a pretty good option, idea.
Right? Yep. There's always going to be variables. Like, we can't tell you one thing will work for every single situation, but yellow waffle is really nice on the rotary as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We did a lot of videos with it before the rotary came out. You know,
yeah, so. I bet that would work. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to have to try that for sure next time I see that car. It's coming back, so.
Okay. What, have you ever tried finishing down, like, those piano black B-pillars with the rotary?
No, I don't think I've experimented with that too much. I still bust out the PXE. Just buzz them down real quick.
Yeah.
Keep on moving. But I'll try it next B-pillar I see.
Yeah. We had Jason Kilmer in the shop, and I was like, how would I get perfect B-pillars? And we did a whole video that my hard drive deleted, which I'm so sad about. But he's like, I prefer to finish these down with a rotary. And there were little things on the B-pillars that he went after with the DA. And then cycled DA with the rotary. It was really fascinating to watch him, but he preferred to finish it down with a rotary. And when the Sandman says I finished with a rotary, and Ivan says I finished with a rotary, you start to approximate his wisdom from different points. And you're like, it's the truth. Yeah, it's the truth.
That's epic. Yeah, I can't wait for that one. All right, JB, we got about 9-8 minutes left. Let's run through some questions.
All I can think about now is, now every time I pick up my DA polishers, I'm going to tell myself, I guess I have a handicap. I guess I'm
have a heart condition.
Man enough for the rotary. I don't know. Anyway, well, let's get to some questions here. Becca has the first one that I saw. She said, either of you, JB or Jamie, getting any or all of these polishers? I would like to check one out. So probably Jamie.
Probably down the road. We'll see.
Yeah. This goes back to the Cybertruck, said they look like pan stainless steel refrigerators, so just use DIY rinseless, right?
Pan cleaning refrigerators over there?
Refrigerator is a much better finish than the Cybertruck.
I was about to say, it looks like some terrible, not good stainless. But pan over there washing refrigerators? What's he doing these days?
So it's not the same as a refrigerator.
Brandon Nixon wants to know if the Brandon Nixon wants to know if the cord is replaceable.
Yes, it is. And it's 30 feet and it's a rubber cord. Like, when I say rubber, this thing is super, super flexible. So
that's nice. Yeah, I was gonna say
background here. There you go. So the cord is super flexible. And yes, you can replace it. We actually have a video coming out soon where I basically take the machines apart to show you how to change brushes, how to change the cord, how to change the switch, how to re-grease them. Basic maintenance that anyone should be able to do.
Yep.
And there's chapters on the video, so you don't have to sit through the whole thing. But if you're curious about it,
so many things nowadays are like not able to be repaired, which is you know, it's frustrating. So it's nice to see a new product come to market that can be serviced.
Yeah, and we have a nationwide service network as well already in place.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Come with a 1-year warranty. Yeah.
What? Dang. Yeah. But, that's awesome.
But think about it. You may just want to, maybe you're a DIYer who's like a lot handier than someone like me, right? You're more of an Ivan kind of guy. And you just need someone to kind of give you a roadmap on how to do it, and it'll be easy peasy.
Yeah.
Like, I edited the 30-minute video. Like, I listen to every little thing. I go into type.
Yeah.
It will be super easy to do if you feel like you want to take it apart.
Nice.
Ryan here.
I love a good polisher.
Oh, and by the way,
breakdown the vehicle. Yeah, yeah.
Just so you guys know, you know, the Veloster was in a bit of an accident. It's no longer with us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right there. Oh, right there.
I see it.
Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peeking.
That's what replaced the Veloster. Yeah.
Nice. When are we coating it? What are we coating it with?
Ah, that's a good question. C6.
Oh, snap.
I had a feeling.
Is that thing out yet or what? When's C6 dropping?
In a couple weeks.
Get ready, everybody.
It's already installers, and it hasn't even.
That's what I've been hearing. I've been seeing little C6.
Yeah, we have about 50 installers so far.
Yeah, I've been seeing little couple of C6 shops popping up. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Ryan here says, I'm a weekend warrior. I have a 15mm DA, and I feel that the throw is a bit too much for me. Is a 25mm throw more for a pro than someone like me?
It's a lot more than 15.
It's super easy to control. So, but if you're finding that your 15 is a little too much, get the rotary. And don't be afraid of the rotary. It's super easy to use.
Yeah, just run it. You know, get used to it on a, you know, a flat polisher finishing kind of setting is what I call it. You know, the edge is for heavy cutting, but keep it bad boy flat and get used to it. You have a good time.
Jamie, what was your experience like starting to use the rotary for finishing? Like,
Amazing. I just threw that red pad on there, went to town, keep it flat. Good to go.
It was that easy. Yeah. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've come from a welding background, so I have 10 years of, you know, grinding rotary experience. So,
yeah,
it's kind of getting back in the saddle on those old school grinders.
Enthusiast says, what kind of grease y'all got in it, since some people swap it out on other machines?
Yeah, no need to swap out our grease. It is the proper grease for the tool and the proper amount. Now, in a year or so, you might want to change your grease, which is, you know, you should be doing on any tool, but... for right now, you have the right grease and you have the right amount.
Yeah.
Here we have
another brand. I ran the factory grease for about 3 months and that bad boy started smoking and cutting up. I had to take it all apart, change the grease. So at least you get a, you know, some good grease in this stuff. That's real good.
Yeah.
Most of them
any
don't
plans
come
for a heavier cut than gold standard won't cut it.
Basically, if gold standard won't cut it, you're probably damaging the paint more than you're doing anything else. Brian at Apex did a video with our gold standard polish taking out 600 grit sanding marks. If you're doing 600 grit sanding marks, you might want to step it up to at least 1500 before you start polishing.
He was using that with the purple. He used it with y'all's pad.
Actually, he was using a microfiber pad, I think, or the Eurofiber, one of those. It was before we had our whole pad. Was
he usually on the rotary or the EA?
I think it was on the DA. Okay. Yeah. We're keeping the options open. We're always testing products and, you know, my feedback and IS feedback. It's all possible. It's all possible in the future, but for now, we don't see the need.
Yeah. I haven't been using the gold standard for my cutting process. So I'm gonna have to try that out too. I just been finishing with it.
Yep.
So I'm gonna have to try it out.
Ryan also says, if I want to use a polisher to apply a wax, rotary or DA?
Get yourself a random orbital sander. A little 3 millimeter throw with the red jeweling pad is spectacular for applying wax. And instead of applying wax, you can actually use it to apply ceramic gloss that way. Would you want to make that just your protection applying pad, or would you want to soak it in rinses after? Like, would it get all gummed up with ceramic?
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if you make that your protection pad.
Yeah, you can use it as a protection pad, or just, you know, use your pad washer afterwards. It has rinseless wash in it, and then you're good to go.
Nice.
I think this is the last question that I saw.
Last question.
How will warranties work outside of the U.S.?
In Canada, yes, and then we don't sell it outside of Canada, the U.S. right now, so... we'll have to find, basically, before we sell a tool in the country, the warranty system will be in place.
Perfect.
Yep, I hear David Bradshaw remembers my grease changing video with that Bauer polish. I had a heck of a time taking that thing apart. Those screws were just melting and they're cutting up. So hopefully y'all's grease changing video goes a lot better than mine in the past. Yeah. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on. I'm excited about these polishers. The industry's excited. I think y'all just changed the game again. So we'll get y'all on in the future and talk about it again and all that good stuff. Where's the plugs and working? When is the next restock, maybe?
Late next week, we should have more polishers in stock. And then after that, it's about a 6 week wait.
There you go. So stay tuned. Use promo Jamie10. That's right, Jamie10 over at DIY Detail. Save us some change. Go check it out. All right, gentlemen, we'll catch y'all down the road. Appreciate it.